So there are currently 635 people in offshore detention on Nauru. 52 of those are children. Now, the pressure is mounting on the government to soften its position, to do something in particular about those children on Nauru. There's talk of a deal with New Zealand. They may take some families, but Australia needs to sort out its politics first. The government has said it would support a deal if Parliament passes legislation. It's been before it for a couple of years now. If Parliament passes legislation to ensure that people sent to detention or sent to New Zealand would never be able to travel to Australia. Labor and the Greens, they proposed a compromise deal that would allow that New Zealand resettlement of a specific and targeted group. The PM, however, is digging in. He says that his tough line is necessary because otherwise, well, the boats will start arriving again.
I'm not going to allow this nightmare to open up again. It was far too painful to actually fix this last time. And no one knows that. No one knows that better than me.
Alex Riley is director of the Public Law and Policy Research Unit at Adelaide Law School. He joins us now. Alex, welcome.
Hello.
The argument centrally there that a resettlement program without a travel ban would encourage people smugglers to bring asylum seekers to Australia by boat. How sound is that?
Look, I don't think it's very sound at all. I think the government has been holding this line for the last 5 years. And you can understand the politics of it 5 years ago in 2013, the line that no one will ever, ever be settled in Australia, because politically you wanted to send a message to people smugglers, don't continue your people smuggling business. Mm. But if we look back in history, when this last happened in 2001 under John Howard, when offshore processing and detention first was used, in 2002, John Howard started to bring people back to Australia. So not even via New Zealand. About 400 odd people went to New Zealand, 700 came to Australia, and the boats did not start. So it just doesn't stack up.
So when Kevin Rudd said that in 2013, that you'll never make it here, and he'd done his deal with the Papua New Guinean government, that was sort of a one-pronged approach to this issue, was it not? And that approach became increasingly complex under the Liberal government. We had Operation Sovereign Borders. Now, that was a much more complex affair in which we had boat turnbacks as well as the detention of asylum seekers. We still have that part of the operation. Does that give us more flexibility in the repatriation of people on Manus and Nauru?
I think that's absolutely right. The deterrent is that there's always the prospect of being sent to offshore detention. Now, anyone who's an asylum seeker thinking of getting on a boat to Australia now, there is just no way they would contemplate it given what has happened to the asylum seekers and refugees on Nauru and Manus Island. You're not going to risk a boat journey if it means that your children might end up with a mental illness for the rest of their life. Australia has been so tough this time around that the deterrent is so strong that we can in fact step back now and ought to have stepped back many years ago. The main deterrent is the prospect of going to offshore detention. So if that's there and the boat turn back prospect is also there, it's very unlikely that people will choose to get on a boat. And history says that, because when John Howard started repatriating people, keeping offshore processing and boat turn back still as the policy, boats did not start. And they only started when the Labor government came into power.
Yep.
And they dismantled the whole thing. I don't think we can go back to that, but it's a long way from going back to that if people are resettled from Nauru and Manus Island.
So there is that really tough deterrent that we've established through Manus and Nauru. The other part of that is the turnbacks, and have the boats actually stopped coming, or are we being quite effective in turning that what boats, you know, do set out for Australia to be stopped in that journey and to be turned back?
We don't know precisely, because the government keeps that kind of information pretty close. But it's almost certain that there's very, very few boats that are leaving and attempting to get to Australia now. The reports over the last few years have been just a handful of boats. So it was a very dramatic drop, both in 2001 and 2013. In 2001, there were 5,000 asylum seekers arrived by boat, and as soon as they put in offshore detention and turnbacks, within months, that had stopped. And the same thing happened in 2013. So Scott Morrison's right that we had to go through pain to do that. But the other thing that I think needs to be factored in is if I happen to be wrong and history is not a good guide to the fact that boats won't start and they do start again, that you can straight away re-implement your turn back and offshore processing policy.
Now, the PM, you know, last week ahead of the Wentworth by-election, I guess it needs to be said, was really walking back his position, softening that approach to the kids on Nauru and you know, looking quite kindly on the New Zealand deal or the possibility of that. In question time today, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton complicated that.
Let me say this, Mr Speaker. There are 13 children on Nauru at the moment that are involved in family groups that are the subject, they're adults, mostly males within that family unit, are the subject of adverse security assessments from the United States. Now, the first question, Mr Speaker, is New Zealand going to take those people where the United States has advised that that person, that individual in the family unit, is a risk to national security?
Alex Riley, that's a complicating factor, surely.
That is a complicating factor, and it's very hard to know what to make of it. What we do know is that Donald Trump, when he spoke to Malcolm Turnbull about this deal, said that everyone was going to go through an extremely rigorous vetting process. So they were only going to take the best of the best and those who maybe they knew all the information they could possibly know about. So I don't think we can read too much into that. Mm. I think that New Zealand will have to make its own security assessment, and it will be interesting to see where that comes out.
Alex, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Alex Riley is Director of the Public Law and Policy Research Unit at the Adelaide Law School.